This is the last Anger Man reporting. You know, we all volunteers here at the podcast, Capital of the World. We all volunteer our viewpoints. We all volunteer our time, our efforts, and our energy to try to bring together a lot of people to listen to different points of view, since quite frankly, the mainstream press has let us down in the last couple of years. In the last few years, when it comes to news, information, or the truth, it's hard to find out where to find that stuff. Our government is doing things, lying to us, taking away our rights. I was more than worried. I was frankly disturbed by it, greatly so, and very upset at the human rights that we've all fought for as a nation been taken away so easily by a bunch of thugs in Washington. People always wonder why I look so deeply into the Holocaust, and there are many reasons why I did. Mostly what I learned, however, in my studies of that event in the 1940s was that no laws were broken in Germany, that the Jews were killed legally, by law. Therefore, if a Ku Klux Klan member was running down the street saying, "I hate Negroes and I hate kikes," that doesn't really bother me. It's when they're elected to office, they have power. And since we're bound by law, if someone changes the law, then they have power over us. Power to kill us, power to take away our rights, power to do, quite frankly, whatever they want. They have the power to determine who shall live and who shall die. The state is a very powerful thing. Changing the laws are very powerful events. Changing them back are very difficult. It's a very interesting concept to think that no laws were broken at Auschwitz. It's controversial, but it's been said before that no laws were broken. The Jews were deported from Germany to Poland to Auschwitz, which, by the way, was in Poland for a reason. To escape any criminality on the part of the Nazis. Therefore, when the Jews arrived in Auschwitz, in Poland, there were no laws broken because the Jews were bound by no law. Think about it for a moment. When you're bound by no state, you have no rights. Therefore, if you're killed, there's no one to punish, because you have no law. Lately, those laws have been, well, they've been taken away. Let's go back to Germany for a moment. For example, how long did it take the Jews to become illegal people, able to be killed legally? It wasn't just a couple of laws. Those were 8 or 9 years of laws, culminating in the Nuremberg Laws. They happened slowly, one step at a time, until legal murder could be done. It didn't just happen overnight, and the Jews didn't even realize it was happening. Is that happening in this country? Are things like that happening here? Are our rights being taken away slowly, over time? Let's ask ourselves that question, for it is probably a matter of life or death. Look, I'm not saying that we're on the verge of a annihilation or a Holocaust. What we do know is that the only successful way to have an annihilation, to get rid of another group of people, is through law. Otherwise, it would be sporadic. It wouldn't be successful. You'd still be left with most of the people, or half the people. The only way to successfully do it is to do it, methodically, by law. One may ask, why did the Jews not see what was coming to them? Well, because it was done so slowly. That's exactly why. One day you couldn't ride a bus, one day you couldn't work in a bank. Slowly but surely, certain laws took shape and form, until the end, of course, when you were bound by no law. I say this again because in this country, as we're bound by law, every little law is a big deal, and every little law that's passed either takes away or gives away rights. And that's why sometimes I get angry when someone says to me, well, I don't really care about what the government's doing. Well, of course you do, because those are your rights. Or they say to me, well, what do I care if I'm being eavesdropped on? I'm not doing anything wrong. What might be right to you might be wrong to them, or might be overheard by the NSA in a different way than you meant it to be. And from there, you disappear forever. No one ever hears from you again. And now they have the right to do that. And why am I telling you this? Because for something that Progressive Geek said reminded me of what this is all about. What the Progressive Network should be all about. What it is all about. What progressive people should be thinking, what the Progressive Geeks podcast, what all of our podcasts are about, is shedding light on the darkness, on the laws that are being taken away from us, our very rights that we don't see every day, the small little laws that we're losing minute by minute, our rights being lost, our protection of the law, a blanket that assures us of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and not being murdered by the government, disappeared, taken away, put away somewhere for life, never be. And they do have the right to do that now. And where do they get this power? The power comes from us. We allow them to do this. After 9/11, we became powerless, and the president, and the vice president, and Donald Rumsfeld became powerful. They finally had their way. They finally had a way to get what they wanted to get. To show the world what they're going to act like and be like, and how they're going to be treated. Because America was attacked. And this country, the entire country as a whole, was scared. We were frightened of what was coming next. And they fed upon that fear. The networks, the news networks, fed upon that fear as well. They ran that crawl on the bottom of your screen. There was once a time TV with a mute on, and you wouldn't have to worry until you saw the crawl on television. Then you knew something terrible had happened. That crawl is there 24 hours a day now. It means be on the lookout. Something terrible is about to happen. We are always on the brink of disaster. Always the fear of being terrorized. That crawl running below your cable news network news every single day, every single night, 24 hours a day. To paraphrase Ronald Reagan, I say, Mr. Cable News Executive, take down that Chiron. No more crawl. Our government, our president, our vice presidents talk about things that don't exist. They talk about threats that aren't there. They make things up and they lie to us. They eavesdrop on us. They take away our rights. They have concentration camps in Cuba. They torture people overseas and debate publicly whether waterboarding is a good sport or not. They live in a country of rabble-rousers, fear-mongers. They are preying upon our good wishes and goodwill that followed 9/11. Bush and his cronies took advantage of us. They did what they wanted to do because we were scared and frightened. They continue to use fear as a way to go to war with Iran, as a way to stay in Iraq, as a way to do everything they want to do to take away our rights, to change the laws as they've done for the last 6 years, laws that will take years to change back, laws that we should all be very scared about. And to wrap this up, the Democrats, who were elected on a mandate to end the war in Iraq, seem so scared of the next election 2 years away, seem so frightened of doing the right thing by our troops, by our people, by our country, and for the whole world. It is time to end this war. Stop the funding for our troops, if that's what it takes. 160,000 young men and women sitting in the desert waiting for an answer from these Democrats. We voted them in overwhelmingly with a majority, with a mandate. We all know this. To bring our troops home and to end this war now, an unwinnable war that we never should have gotten into. Let's stop playing games. Let's do the job you were sent there to do and stop caring about your career as a senator or a congressperson. You were not sent there to have a career. You were sent there to bring our troops home. And if you're not reelected, well, that's just too bad. This is not a career job. It's a public service job. Let's have some public service and stop being so scared. What's more embarrassing is that every night in the news, you congressmen, you senators, you say, this is an election year coming up. We can't do this right now. That's embarrassing. How can you even admit that and sleep at night? This is not about the next election. This is about today. And after our troops come home, Mr. Senator and Mrs. Senator, after our troops come home, Mr. Congressman and Mrs. Congressman, after our troops are home and this war is over, we expect you to get back to your 5-day work schedule, Ms. Pelosi, and start turning the laws back to the way they were pre-President Bush. Start giving our rights back by changing the laws back to the way they were. Let's stop the insanity. We want it back the way they were. The right to habeas corpus. We don't want to be disappeared at night. Do you? It's time for you lawmakers, to change the laws back, to roll back the laws the way they were, to give us our rights back, to make America great again. Don't stop this war and bring our troops home, which means those laws will not be reversed. They will never be reversed. The Patriot Act, all these laws will never be reversed. We are going to change this country and stop the war, get back to work, and reverse the laws of the Bush administration. Earlier in this podcast, I spoke of what the laws mean and how important they are to each and every one of us, including senators and congressmen, I will add. As I said, in Nazi Germany, it was the law that killed people. In this country, it is a law that protects us as well. It is the laws that we've been losing and the rights that we've been losing that must be reversed. End the war. What I'm really sick of are the promises made to us before this election. The promises to stop this war immediately. And all we're getting now is I'm scared to lose my election. And I think all of us in the podcast community, all progressive thinkers, must keep up the pressure on these people. Do what's right. These senators and congressmen, these Democrats, to do the Democratic thing and represent the people of these United States of America and the people of Iraq, a country that we destroyed. This is the last Angry Man from the podcast, Capital of the World, saying, have a great day!